Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. COVID subsiding in all 50 states. Inflation costing Americans hundreds of dollars each month now. The Russian fraud probe heats up in the USA. Ratings surge for the Super Bowl. Also ahead, how are you handling money? But first, COVID cases dropping all across the USA. New infections now averaging about 100,000 a day, down 87% in the last 4 weeks. Places easing the mandate include California, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and D.C. The Biden administration still urging all Americans to wear face masks when out in public. USA is on track to reach 1 million virus-related deaths by early April. The average adult now spending an extra $276 a month because of record high inflation. That is an extra $3,300 a year that we were not spending last year. Economists predict the inflation number could reach 8% by March. Products with the biggest price increases include groceries, gas, toiletries, furniture. The cost of energy doubling in places like New York City and Atlanta. Latest polls show 70% disapprove of President Biden's handling of the economy, which they should. It is a disaster. Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the Russian situation accelerating. More witnesses now cooperating with the grand jury as the focus is on Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. Court documents say her lawyers paid outside firms to surveil Donald Trump and his team. The Biden White House dismisses the report with a quote, "I can't speak to that. I refer you to the Department of Justice." Early estimates are 100 million Americans tuned into the Super Bowl, a 12% boost from last year when Tom Brady was playing. The halftime concert hosted by Dr. Dre also up 20%. Highest rated commercials go to the car companies, Toyota, General Motors, Chevrolet, all promoting electric vehicles with celebrities like Arnold Schwarzenegger and the cast members of The Sopranos. In a moment, money matters. You bet it does. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Money in America, the real story. First facts from the U.S. Census Bureau and the IRS. The average household in America earns $68,000. Average expenditures per home, $57,300. 20% of us have nothing saved to cover emergencies. 31% have less than $500 in savings. 65% earn less than $100,000 a year. So we are essentially a working class nation. Now, about the wealthy. The total number of millionaires in America, 20 million. 8% of American adults are millionaires. The average age of a millionaire, 62. There are 229 millionaires in Congress. That is 43% of all the lawmakers. Americans worth more than $10 million, 1.4 million. Folks worth more than $50 million, 89,000. People worth more than $100 million, just 30,000 out of a population of 330 million. Total number of billionaires, Bernie Sanders' favorite group, just 788 people in the USA. So the Sanders propaganda of this vast wealth class is a fiction. And so is the socialized vision. Only capitalism can raise Americans up to a wealth classification. Think about it. If you would like to be wealthy, comfortable, you can't do that in a socialistic system. So everybody then would earn $68,000 a year. Because the government would take the rest of the money away. Americans don't understand this. Upward financial mobility only happens in a competitive marketplace where the government stays out of it. Now, before the Berlin Wall came down and the Soviet Union collapsed, I visited many Eastern European countries like Hungary, Romania. I saw for myself what communism did in those places. Then I went to Venezuela. I went to Cuba. I saw the misery. So right now, let's recap. We're a working class nation here. But some of us, very small number, are millionaires. You can be a millionaire, too, under a capitalistic system if you are an innovator, if you work extraordinarily hard, and if you are very lucky. And that is the truth. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like to see me in person, I'll be in Chicago March 31st. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for information. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The American economy slashed 24 million jobs when COVID shut down the country 2 years ago. Hardest hit, the restaurant business. But one specific group thrived during the pandemic, the fast food industry. Many Americans turned to the drive-in windows for a quick, inexpensive meal in the safety of their car. Here are the country's top fast food chains, ranked by volume, sales, and number of locations. Number 10, Panera Bread, $5 billion worth of sandwiches sold each year from 2,000 stores. Next up, Domino's Pizza, followed by Dunkin' Donuts, then Wendy's Hamburgers. The sixth spot goes to Chick-fil-A, the chain dominating the southern market. Folks buying $8 billion worth of chicken sandwiches. The fifth most popular fast food chain, the home of the Whopper, Burger King. There are more than 7,000 locations selling $9 billion of beef in all 50 states. Next up, Taco Bell, the Tex-Mex restaurant, saw the biggest jump in sales during the COVID pandemic. Most popular item, the XXL grilled stuffed burrito Crunch Supreme. I'm hungry just saying that. Number three, fast food place, Subway. $10 billion in sales at 25,000 locations. Second place goes to Starbucks. The coffee shop changes up its menu each season, generating the most money during Christmas. Bestseller last December, the coffee hot chocolate combo. Beware, each beverage contains 23 teaspoons of sugar. You may have guessed the top spot, McDonald's, $40 billion in annual USA sales, 3 billion burgers sold per year, that's 5,000 every minute of every day. The company reports 8% growth during the pandemic. And here's something else you might not know. All this fast food having a major effect on the nation's health. The average American has gained between 10 and 20 pounds since COVID hit. A third of adults are now considered medically obese. Back after this.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.